welcome again to Tough Truth. I will be much obliged if you would click on the red subscribe button below. Click it right now so you don't neglect to do it later and help share our videos a lot. Well, today it's Honor Thy Father and Mother, part number 67, Exodus 20 and 12. Honor Thy Father and Thy Mother. Well, today I'm speaking on annoying parents. Ouch. Well, annoying parents can be bifurcated into two distinct categories. Well, firstly, are parents who, owing to their own moral insufficiencies, constitute an infernal nuisance in the lives of their children. A classic example of this is found in 1 Samuel 20 and 34. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger because his father had done him shame. Well, this sort is quite proliferated, you know. Well, secondly, a parent who, owing to their high levels of moral orientation, are being mischaracterized by those who are not tracking in a reality as being annoying. Well, Matthew 5 and 10 says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake." These are rarities, you know. Well, one important thing that parents should never, never, never lose your commitment to doing is the calibration or recalibration of the child's intuitions and predilections to be congruent and compatible with God's scriptural model. Proverbs 22 and 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it." Well, as you can imagine, this is quite a friction-reading process. Well, it is frequently the case that parents who have not lost their devotion to this endeavor are usually spoken of in an abusively disparaging manner and caricatured as annoying and uniquely malevolent and evil. Well, Luke 6 and 22 says, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil." Well, that is precisely the case when you do the right thing. Well, until next time, here's a friend, partner, Bishop Peter, saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God and you keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Amen.